Quick heads up, I do full chart readings at IamAstrologyReadings.com if you want to go deeper. All right, let's get to it. Saturn enters Aries. The cosmic warrior meets the Lord of Karma. Depending on your location, Saturn will be changing signs, moving from watery Pisces to fiery Aries late Saturday night or early Sunday morning. Saturn has been traveling through Pisces since March of 2023. This elemental shift from water to fire marks a significant change in Saturn's energy that you'll likely notice in your life. Water energy and fire energy express themselves in different ways. Water is feminine. It likes moving slow. Water represents emotions, feelings, intuition, and the private realm. While fire is masculine, it likes to move fast, representing assertion, enthusiasm, passion, impulse, creativity, and fun. What is Saturn? Saturn is often called the Lord of Karma, which governs painful situations, limitations, caution, and self-control, hard work and discipline, wisdom and authority. Unfortunately for Saturn, Aries is the place of its fall. A planet is in fall when it finds itself in the opposite sign of its exaltation. The exaltation of Saturn is Libra, which makes Aries its place of fall. Now, why doesn't Saturn like Aries? Saturn's temperament is cold, dry, and slow moving. Aries is hot, fast, and action oriented. Fire signs represent spirit, energy, self-confidence, and self-expression. Saturn can block the fiery energy, potentially leading to loss of personality, purpose, and meaning. One of the things I find interesting is that Saturn finds its fall and detriment in the fire, and the sun, the nemesis of Saturn, finds its detriment and fall in air. Air is about communication. And the sun, if you put the sun with that, the ego needs to learn to communicate. With the fire, fire needs to learn that it takes time. While Aries loves to initiate, take risks, and act courageously, Saturn tends towards caution, delay, and even fear. The challenge for the next 2.5 years will be managing the friction between these two opposing energies. The key is to remain balanced, not getting too high with the highs or too low with the lows. As soon as Saturn leaves Pisces, it will meet up with Neptune. These are two outer planets, which means it's two powerhouses clashing. Now, what is Saturn? Saturn is structure, authority, and discipline. Neptune is ideals, illusions, spirituality, and mass consciousness. Aries is about action, war, individualism, and new beginnings. Putting all three together into a trinity, this combination suggests a collective clash between rigid systems, Saturn, visionary ideals, Neptune, often leading to revolutionary change and shifts in leadership, Aries. It takes Saturn 29 years to go all the way around and travel through all 12 signs. In the last 100 years, Saturn has been in Aries 7 times, each period marking significant historical developments. 1820 to 1822, the fight for independence and identity, crumbling of empires. 1849 to 1852, rising U.S. tension over slavery and states' rights. 78 to 81, political restructuring, rebellion against imperial control. 1908 to 1910, the prelude to World War I. 1938 to 1940, the prelude to World War II. 1967 to 69, and 1968 becomes a landmark year where MLK and RFK were assassinated. In 1996 to 99, the tech boom begins reshaping global power structures. If we tie all these periods together, what does history have to reveal about Saturn in Aries? Number one, assertion against authority. Individuals or groups challenging dominant systems. You have civil rights, revolutions, and independence movements. Number two, birth of movements, nationalism, feminism, anarchism, and technology-based revolutions often ignite. Number three, pioneering in innovation, start of new paradigms, internet, romanticism, the Model T Ford. Conflicts and war preparation. Many periods preceded or occur during military tensions and revolutions. Number five, karmic reckonings. Empires collapse, systems fracture, societal shadows come to light. How did Saturn and Aries disrupt the economy? Number one, recovery after crisis. Many periods followed recessions or depressions. 1819, 1873, 1907, 1930s. Number two, monetary shifts. Major changes in how money was controlled from gold standards to fiat currency. Number three, new economies emerging from gold rushes to tech booms, patterns of speculative expansion. Number four, preludes to economic realignments, inflation, war, structural weaknesses emerging. When was the last time Saturn met Neptune in the sign of Aries? The last time Saturn met Neptune in the sign of Aries was May 1380. That was a long time ago. What was going on during that time, and is there any parallels to now? Well, on March 27th, 1378, Pope Gregory passed away, just 2 years before Saturn-Neptune conjunction in Aries, which was May of 1380. His death triggered the most chaotic and transformative crisis in the history of the Catholic Church, the Western Schism. The Western Schism lasted from 1378 to 1417. What's the modern day parallel to that? In extraordinary synchronicity, we're currently experiencing an almost identical parallel with Pope Francis passing away April 21st, 2025, followed by the election of Pope Leo, May 8th, 2025. Just as Saturn is about to move into Aries. This papal transition, like the one in 1378 to 1380, preceding the Saturn-Neptune conjunction, comes during a period of profound global transformation and institutional questioning. Why does all of this matter? Neptune equals spiritual idealism, mysticism, and illusions. Saturn is institutional authority, structure, and boundaries. In Aries, these energies collide in dramatic and confrontational ways. Number one, in 1380, there was massive systematic shifts. The end of old regimes, the death of Charles V, the rise of child kings. Feudal systems were strained, uprisings brewing. Centralization of authoritarian power. Today, we have democracies and global alliances are under strain, like NATO and the UN. The rise of authoritarianism in various countries, and mass distrust in government and institutions, and calls for new economic models, post-capitalism or decentralized systems like crypto. What is the connection? We're witnessing the collapse of outdated structures and a power vacuum where new ideals must be forged into sustainable systems. Number two, spiritual and ideological reconfigurations. The church was losing grip. Mysticism and grassroots spirituality was rising. Russia's battle with the Mongols symbolized spiritual and national awakening. Today, rise in spiritual seeking beyond organized religion. Explosion in interest of astrology, consciousness, and alternative healing. And deep ideological polarization and spiritual confusion. We have fake gurus, conspiracy theories, and people looking at AI as godlike. What is the connection? A major confrontation between disillusionment, Neptune, and reality, Saturn, around spirituality, truth, and belief systems is unfolding. Number three, conflict and collective identity crisis. Back in 1380, Russia was still in a battle which begins to push centuries of foreign rule. Peasants revolt, people rising against oppression. Today we have rising populist movements, social uprisings over race, class, climate, and gender. Geopolitical tensions, Russia-Ukraine, China-Taiwan, U.S.-Middle East. Just in 1380, we are in a war of identity, both personal and collective. Who are we as a people, as a nation, as a species? Lastly, Saturn, Neptune equals the collapse of illusions. This conjunction often exposes lies, dismantles fantasies, and forces reality checks. We must build real, grounded structures that honor truth, not illusions. Saturn will be traveling through Aries for 2.5 years. It will interact with Neptune. And how will this affect each rising sign? Aries rising, the Saturn-Neptune conjunction will be in your first house of self, body, and identity. A reality check about who you truly are. No more personas or false confidence. Health or body image illusions shattered. Time for practical self-care. Identity crisis pushing you to define yourself authentically. Taurus rising, Aries falls in your 12th. Secrets, spirituality, and solitude. Hidden truths come to light, whether self-deceptions or others' lies. Spiritual bypassing no longer works. Time to face your subconscious fears. Release victim mentality or karmic baggage. Gemini rising, Aries falls in your 11th house of friends, groups, destiny. Friends or groups you idealize may reveal their true nature. Disillusionment with social cause. What's actually achievable? Reality check on long-term aspirations and support systems. Cancer rising, Aries falls in your 10th. Career, reputation, authority, professional illusions collapse. False accolades, unstable career paths. Authority figures or yourself exposed as unreliable. Building real sustainable success rather than chasing dreams. Leo rising, Aries falls in your 9th house of beliefs, travel, higher mind. Philosophical or religious beliefs are tested. Travel plans or educational pursuits face harsh realities. Dogmatic thinking fails. Seek wisdom grounded in experience. Virgo rising, Aries falls in your 8th house of taboo, death, rebirth, and shared resources. Financial or intimate illusions shattered. Debts, dependencies, or power dynamics. Psychological shadows surface. No avoiding deep healing. Transformative but painful truth about trust, sex, and mortality. Libra rising, 7th house, relationships, contracts, and enemies. Romantic or business partnerships reveal their true nature. Legal or contractual obligations may dissolve if built on false promises. Renegotiating or walking away from unbalanced connections. Scorpio rising, Aries falls in your 6th house of health, daily routines, and servitude. Health or work habits built on denial crash. time for real discipline. Daily routines may feel oppressive. Restructure for sustainability. Workplace deceptions or self-deceptions about productivity exposed. Sagittarius rising, Aries falls in your fifth of creativity, pleasure, children. Creative blocks or harsh feedback on your self-expression. Romantic or parental fantasies dissolve. Facing reality in love or child rearing. Fun escapes now have real consequences. Capricorn rising, fourth house, family, home, ancestral karma. Family secrets or emotional illusions collapse. Home life may feel unstable. Time to build real security. Ancestral patterns or false nostalgia must be released. Aquarius rising, Aries falls in your third house. Communication, siblings, local community. Miscommunications or false narratives exposed. Siblings or neighbor dynamics face truth-telling moments. Ideas must be tested in reality, not just theory. Pisces rising, Aries falls in your second house of money, self-worth, and values. Financial delusions shatter, whether get-rich-quick schemes or underselling yourself. Self-worth must be rebuilt on real skills, not wishful thinking. Material security requires practical steps, not magical steps. The soul's challenge is embracing Saturn's Aries lesson. Saturn and Aries test your social responsibilities and ability to lead. It's about self-recognition and empowerment. The central question becomes, do you step up to challenges with courage and confidence, or do you retreat from the world out of fear of getting hurt? This transit hurts, but ultimately liberates. When Saturn and Neptune touches your chart, fantasies die so truth can live. The way forward is to build structures that honor reality, not illusions. The choice is yours. Step up with strength, maturity, and appropriate assertiveness, or avoid direct confrontations due to fear, stiffness, and reluctance to expose yourself to the world. Saturn in Aries is challenging us all to find authentic courage while maintaining necessary structure. This is Paul Heath with I Am Astrology Reading. By the way, this is a custom-made I Am Astrology Readings t-shirt. If you would like one, send an email. Know thyself and balance your energy. If you like these daily horoscopes and want one personalized for you, same style, 3 minutes, about your chart, you can book a first impression reading at iamastrologyreadings.com for $25 and I'll record it, drop it right here on the feed. Tips is also welcome, even a dollar helps. Full deep dive readings also available. Cash App, Venmo, PayPal, all at I Am Astrology Readings. My brother's gotta eat too. I appreciate you in advance.